So anything that's on that neighborhood, C1, is what this, this could happen there, long-term.
If it's rezoned, yes.
If it's rezoned.
Yes.
It's not a very big parcel, though, it'd be hard to...
No, at one time, there was a proposal came through on something to hook, hook that to the, to that subdivision back there, Branson Hills or whatever, Payne Stewart Golf Course or whatever, and it, for some reason...
Bob had brought it through for commercial, some kind of commercial use, which was not approved, and then they came back through a year, 6 months, for a real estate office. That real estate office, Division 3, was approved.
Why don't, do we, either of you signed up to speak for or against? Why don't we go ahead and have him come up?
Where are we at here?
Good evening.
Good evening, ladies, gentlemen. I'm Gary Leach, 159 Yale. August makes 25 years in our subdivision. A little bit awkward way to meet our neighbor. I don't know the protocol if we're supposed to go and say hello, but I think we had hopes that the house was going to be a residence. We weren't in favor of it getting rezoned as an office, but the mayor had more pull than we did at the time. I think you have a rather straightforward infrastructure issue, and we're more concerned about the zoning beyond this applicant. Answering your question about the sign, nothing but that sign could be resurrected, to my knowledge, understanding the state regulations on signage.
State didn't have anything to do with that one.
I can just tell you the guy that owns the parcel next to me had tried to do a billboard.
Yeah,
and the state told him
that.
Yeah, state told him no. So I'll just point out this road, all of this on Sunrise, all of this is all state. It's all owned by the state. In my opinion, I don't know if there's adequate parking to do any sort of commercial venture. Beyond that, I wouldn't say that we have the infrastructure compatible with current county codes regarding commercial structures. And I'll answer any questions.
That would come at a different hearing. This is simply a rezoning hearing here.
Yes, sir. Myself, my wife, Janet, and Jennifer, that own the immediate property, are against it.
Well, I mean, noted.
And I think it's because had we visited before the property was purchased to have an idea, perhaps we might have been more receptive, but in 5 months' time, this is an awkward way to meet your neighbor.
All right. Anything else? Okay, thank you. So it's already, applicant, want to come back up? Pardon? There's no one, sir, you're not signed up to speak, right? Yep, so really at hand, we have a parcel of property that's already zoned office that is wanting to be rezoned C1 to do something different within the home that's there. I mean, it's right off the highway. There are residential homes adjacent to it. It is somewhat of an unusual situation. But again, we're tasked with vetting it and recommending or approval or not. And it'll be up to the Taney County Commission to ultimately approve or deny the rezone.
I struggle with the fact that I understand what she wants to do with it, but she sells it. There's just another long laundry list of things that could go there.
Well, that's why I wanted to look at that list.
And I'm glad you did. Not only is there a long list of things that are permitted, but then there's a long list of things that people apply for cups, conditional uses for as well.
True.
Nightly rental being one.
It's been controversial ever since it came before us the first time.
Had I known that, I wouldn't have bothered.
Well.
Never buy something from the mayor. Got it.
So with that, again, our objective is to vote up or down the motion presenting it for approval. So do we have enough information to make a motion to where I can read the detailed portion to vote it up or down? A recommendation, again, ultimately the Taney County Commission will make the decision on the rezone.
I would move to approve 24-010 rezone.
Got a motion to approve. You want to second that so we can get it on the floor for vote?
I'll second that.
Okay, we got a motion, a second. Any further discussion before I read the motion?
By way of discussion, I should probably know this, but I'll declare my ignorance. Is there a conditional use permit that would allow her to do what she wants to do?
I've looked at it, and there's just really not. I don't know what zoning district we'd have to go to for that type of a use, where you have the car and the... I mean, we can look at O. I can sure pull it up. Maybe.
I think you passed it.
Yeah,
oh,
passed
did I?
It back the other way. There.
There we go.
So commercial wise, you have this, and what she's wanting to do, she can explain more to see if you feel like it fits in one of these.
I suppose it's kind of a personal improvement service. I mean, there's not really anybody else doing that.
No, it's a unique use. It's a
go play princess for a day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sounds like personal improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Which I mean, which is permitted under the current zoning, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Is that what the term personal improvement service is? We're reaching there, I think, real quick.
Yeah.
Personal improvement services, an establishment primarily engaged in the provision of informational, instructional, personal improvements, similar services of non-professional nature. Typical uses include photography studios, driving schools, health and physical fitness studios, reducing salons, dance studios, and handicraft or hobby instruction.
Your car sounds like a hobby to me.
To me, that's spot on. So... I don't.
So let's talk about the car real quick.
That's kind of a retail service for the dress-up thing, I suppose.
You mentioned, I believe, that you're going to have a car in the garage.
Yep.
And you want to enclose it.
Yeah, there's already a carport there. I just have to put doors on it.
So what are you going to do about parking?
There's two driveways. It's got a looping drive.
Doesn't that go through the carport?
Yeah, but the car is going to be in there permanently, so I was going to have people that come for the car park on the car side and people that come for the dress-up park on the other side because there's another entrance over there. I don't anticipate more than 4 cars an hour, to be perfectly honest. And there is a pretty big shoulder out in front as well, so.
That would be MoDOT right away, correct?
Mm-hmm.
On MoDOT right away, they wouldn't allow parking.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Scott, who would enforce if she did keep it as O? Like what would be the process if a neighbor complained at what they were doing, that it wasn't a permissible use? It would come back to your office to give her notice?
If you felt like that use was permissible, then if it didn't vary from that use, then she would be under that permitted by right use. And now if it changed to something else, then I'd have to investigate and find it and determine that it would be that other use.
So if we do go down the route of just allowing it in O, and that's the consensus of the group, if we want to make a motion to that effect of what she's described, that
we got to make a motion relative to the zoning change.
Yeah, your zoning motion's still on the floor.
Unless she withdraws it, the motion, like the application completely, right?
Yeah, I just did it because that was what Scott had advised when I contacted him to find out about it.
So Scott, what was the category under the zoning change that she was trying for that you were calling this?
Under C1.
That's under C1
there. When I spoke to the fire chief, he said it qualified as an assembly congregation type. Because that people will become. I know.
Recreation, entertainment, indoor. It was the one under C1 that I fell it under. As a more recreation, entertainment, indoor. And that's a P under C1. That's where I end up landing that, Mr. Holman.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, we've got the motion. Did we get a second?
Yes.
And then, George, you asked a question. Any other questions? Before we, again, we're going to make a vote on what to recommend or not recommend on a specific motion, but I would, when you go to your meeting next week, I'd be sure and have maybe this information of both to help the Taney County Commission make their final decision. But so with the motion and the second, I'm going to read specifically motion to recommend approval of application 24-010 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning map by Peggy Crosby for the parcels located at 121 Yale Street, Branson, parcel 08-4.0-17-000-000-013.000 to be rezoned from O zoning district to C1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of approval of the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye. Aye. Opposed?
So then your next meeting with the County Commission is the 16th at 9 a.m., which is that Tuesday. And then they make the final decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
All right. Thank you. And then, Scott, what do we have on review zoning regs?
Do I need to start the timer, Devin, for 4 minutes? I got more than 4 minutes, Devin?
You got 2 minutes.
Where'd he go?
2 minutes.
Did he leave?
Oh, he's done.
I'll answer for you. I said I'd answer for you.
Okay, here's where we were. I'm just picking up where we were. I did change this to just a straight 1,500 square feet of living area. So it would read, no accessory dwelling unit shall have a finished living area of more than 1,500 square feet, and then down in the definition it would match. Does that look like it'd be something that would work? And get away from your 50% or 33%, or just set it. I can change that if you feel like it needs to be more or less. It's 1,000 living area in one section and 1,000 footprint in the other area. So if we're okay with that, then we present that. What I'm hoping to do is be able to present these in a May public hearing and vote on them, and then give them to the. But if we don't, we'll just hear them, look at them again in May.